we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
It is Thursday in Brevard County, Florida, and we are thankful that you have tuned in to the Refresh radio broadcast right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. You may also be listening on WWBC 1510 AM or one of the retransmissions, different frequencies throughout the county to give you better signal. I've traveled throughout the county and have been scanning the dial. My radio only picks up FM and found the AM broadcast at 10:30 of a morning as I was driving down the road. And so I'd be getting myself in trouble. I think it's 99.9 or 100.9. I don't know what the frequency is there, but I encourage you to, if your signal is a little weak, scan the dial. You may find us on a station there, a frequency where the signal is just a little bit better in your part of the county. My name's Bob Arthurs. I have the privilege of pastoring Merritt Assembly of God. I also have the privilege of tomorrow going and picking up our kids from camp as they are having a great time over there. And I don't know about you, but I'm thankful. Shh, don't tell anybody, but I'm thankful that I have air conditioning at my house, and they're at camp this week, and I'm sure they've got some air conditioning, but it's not nearly as good as what we have in our offices and the radio station here. And if your air conditioner is not working very well, maybe you feel like you're camping out, I want to encourage you to give the good folks at Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, area code 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. Give them a call. Dennis and Carla and their team there at Wyrick Air can get you fixed up, get your air conditioner up and running. It is dangerously hot and humid this time of year. You don't want to overdo it. I was over in Polk County. I used to call it Polk County, but my daughters both went to school there and said, "Dad, no, it's not Polk County. It's Polk County." And so they taught me the actual pronunciation of it. And so I was over there and I was expecting the power to be on where I was working that day, and the power wasn't on, and it was hot and it was miserable and I was a sweaty mess. And I encourage you that you do what I did. I made sure that I took care of the things that needed to be taken care of so that the next time I was over there, I would not find myself in that circumstance. The way that you can solve that problem here in Brevard County is calling Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, 321-632-9538. They're right here in Rockledge, Florida. They can travel anywhere in the county, and they can work on any type of air conditioning unit. And so I encourage you to give them a call today. Don't sweat it out. It's just not worth it. You know, I've told you we had a plumber came and did some repairs on our house here a couple of weeks ago. It was something that was beyond my expertise on how to handle. And I told my kids that are living at home there, I said, "Look, I can't guarantee you that the water is going to be back on." I didn't know what his solution was, because there was they needed a part replaced and he couldn't get a part that day. And I said, "So I can't guarantee you." And they said, "Well, what are we going to do if we don't have any water?" I said, "We're going to go to a motel." And fortunately, we didn't have to do that. They were able to get that line capped off, and they came back and remedied the situation in a couple of days. But your air conditioning, you want, that is almost not a luxury. It's almost a need. I don't have air conditioning in my car. And let me tell you, it's a little stuffy in there in these Florida summer afternoons. Call them at Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, and they will get you up and running. Today we are going to look at the fruit of the Spirit that comes from abiding in the Holy Spirit, and it makes us fruitful, and the fruit that we produce is joy. Okay? And so we are going to be in Luke chapter 10 right now. Luke chapter 10 is where we're going to be today. And it says, after these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go. Then he said to them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I send you out as lambs among wolves, carrying neither money bag, knapsack, nor sandals, and greet no one along the road. But whatever house you enter, first say, peace to this house. And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest on it. If not, it will return to you. And remain in the same house, eating and drinking such things as they give, for the laborer is worthy of his wages. Do not go from house to house. Whatever city you enter and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you. And heal the sick there, and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. But whatever city you enter, and they do not receive you, go out into the streets and say, the very dust of your city, which clings to us, we wipe off against you. Nevertheless, know this, that the kingdom of God has come near you. But I say to you that it will be more tolerable in the day for Sodom than for that city. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida, for if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes, but it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, who are exalted to heaven, will be brought down to Hades. He who hears you hears me. He who rejects you rejects me. And he who rejects me rejects him who sent me. Then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. Then he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. And so you ready to jump into this? Okay, first of all, I'm going to need to hear you say, we still love you. Because this passage, it touches on some things that may not make everybody feel all warm and fuzzy all over. And so, but I'm here. If you receive the word with joy, then you receive the word with joy. If not, then you might receive the word and you may even reject this word. And if you do, I don't say it to offend. I'm just here to try and be a pastor to as many people as I can. I did a follow-up phone call with a person that had called me with a question, and I spoke to them, and they're friends of mine, they're believers, and they called and asked me a question, so I called them back a few days later and asked them how the situation had worked, and at the end of the conversation, the person said, since you made this follow-up phone call, does that mean I've got to call you pastor now? And I said, well, you know, I've known you for a long time and you've thought I was crazy. And so if you called me anything but crazy, then I wouldn't know who you were. And so, I'm just here to try and help bring the word of God. And if it, And if it blesses you, great. If it doesn't, I'm sorry. He had 70 disciples that he was sending them out in pairs. The first thing that I will tell you about this passage, and we're all building up here to verse number 11 or verse number 17, the 70 returned with joy. And then Jesus corrects them and say, rejoice, not that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. And then Jesus rejoiced in the spirit because of the revelation that had come to these people who had served him by going out into the community where he had sent them. So that's where we're building. Now are you ready to begin the journey to get there? We might not get there all today. Okay? He sent them out in pairs. And I encourage you, don't do ministry all by yourself. Don't do ministry all by yourself. You know, there may be an occasion where you find yourself ministering to a person one-on-one. But when it comes to ministry in general, it needs to be done on a team level. It needs to be done where there's relationship and where there's accountability, where, you know, it maybe it's one experienced person and one person who is just beginning. Take someone with you on this ministry journey that you are on, okay? I encourage you to do that greatly. I can tell you, doing ministry all by yourself is going to be a painful and lonely journey. You don't want to do it. Jesus sent people out in pairs because it was wisdom. If Jesus does something, it's wise to do it that way. So I encourage you, make sure that you have somebody that's going there with you. Very rarely do I go and do visitation by myself. If I do, I try and make sure that there's somebody else there at the house when I get there. That way I don't get into any trouble that way. I like to have a good reputation for conducting myself beyond the very appearance of evil. So go out two by two. The places that Jesus sent them were the places that he was about to visit himself. I want you to think about that for just a minute. The places that Jesus commissioned these people, these pairs of people to go, were towns and villages that he intends on going and ministering to the people. They were the advance team. And if you and I will think of ourselves and our ministry in that manner, it will really help us fight off any discouragement or disappointment for not seeing the level of fruit manifest that we would sometimes like to see. Jesus is the person that the lost need to see. His words are the words that they need to hear. Transformed lives are what they need to see evidence of in order for them to receive hope. And so these people went out, and Jesus was saying, the harvest it's a mega harvest. It's a great harvest. So today I would like to build up your faith and let you know that the harvest has never been greater. I know that a lot of times we can talk ourselves right into discouragement and depression, thinking that there's nobody out there that wants to give their heart to Jesus, their life to Jesus, or have their names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. There's nobody that wants to have their sins forgiven. And I want you to know that's just not the case. I believe that God doesn't want any to perish, but he wants all to come to everlasting life, that whosoever will call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I believe there's a lot of whosoevers in Brevard County. And so we need to realize that the harvest is great. What Jesus said is to ask the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers into the harvest field. So I used to do some teaching in Fiji through video conferencing. And 1 year after I had done that and our missionaries came home, they said, Pastor, the students have these gifts for you. And I said, well, what are they? And and they brought me two things that were handmade. They said these were the war club and the fork that belonged to tribal chiefs. Only the tribal chief would have these war clubs. The war club was for hand-in-hand combat, and the fork was the chief's fork. The chief always got to eat first, and they want to thank you for pouring into their lives. And so they sent you, they acknowledge you as a chief in this community. And so I was like, wow, that's great. So I had them sitting on my desk, and then God spoke to me one day, and he said, I want you to, you know, use those as a sermon illustration. You see, there are a lot of God's kids that are looking to feast at the banquet table of the Lord. And so they're more than glad to pick up the fork and eat and feast at the master's table. But there's a shortage of people who are willing to pick up the war club, who are willing to go out and do battle and to see that the captives are set free. And today I want to ask you to pray. I'm serious. I want to ask you to pray for Merit Assembly of God. We have a bigger harvest than we have laborers. We need laborers into the harvest field. And so we're training up young people. My daughter is working with our teens to train them up. And my other daughter is working with our kids beneath that level. And they're looking to raise up ministers, not just people who are going to sit in a chair. And so the harvest is great. Pray the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers into his harvest. It belongs to him. Okay? People's lives, people's hearts do not belong to the devil. They belong to God. And he wants them to be reached with the good news of Jesus Christ. And he said, so I want you to pray. And by the way, you are the answer. You're the answer. He said, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest field. Go your way. Okay? He says, go. The Great Commission is go. Everything about the gospel is go into all the world. And so you and I, we are the answer to the prayer that we pray. So I can't, you know, I'm already going. I'm just challenging you that where you are in the county, there are many of you that live in the southern end of the county. I'm not sure how far up in the northern end of the county this broadcast goes, but you're probably listening in different regions of Brevard County, and you're to go to that part. God specifically picked this time and this place for you to live in the neighborhood you live in or the apartment building that you live in, and you need to be light in that place. Take the good news with you, okay? So if you're just sitting in a church on a pew and you're not doing anything for the King, I got good news for you. God's got so much more for you in store than that. Now, he says, I'm sending you into enemy territory. It says here, I am sending you out as lambs among wolves. What do wolves like to eat? Lambs. And so if you go out there thinking in your mind that everybody is just absolutely going to love you and that you're the answer to their problems, you are going to have an interesting moment of awakening where you find out that you are not on a cruise, you are on a battleship. You are in enemy territory doing battle so that you can bring captives out for the glory of God. Okay? Now, they are responsible for how they react to that. So, here's what it goes. He says, carry neither money bag, knapsack, nor sandals, and greet no one along the road. What he is telling them is, when you go out, I'm going to demonstrate to you that natural provision is not going to be sufficient for this task. You're going to need supernatural provision. You mind if I pray for you right now? I'm going to pray for myself too. I'm going to pray for Merit Assembly of God right now. And we're going to pray for supernatural provision because I don't believe that there's an economic crisis when it comes to God funding his supernatural military operations, if you will. I don't believe that there should be budgetary crisis in his churches. I don't believe that there should be budget crises in the household of a saint. So, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I do pray for supernatural provision. I pray for supernatural provision for this radio program. I pray for supernatural provision, God, for our churches. I pray for supernatural provision for those who are eagerly about the Master's business. God, not so that we can have more toys, but God, so that we can take the gospel to those that you want to hear. God, may we take it to the villages, to the towns, to the communities where you are about to go. Lord, thank you for supernatural provision and supernatural protection in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so he tells them, I'm going to send you out, and it's going to look like a mission that has failure written all over it. I'm sending you as lambs into the community of wolves. I'm not sending you out with money bags. I'm not sending you out with a knapsack. You don't even have shoes on your feet, per se. And by the way, it's not going to be based on your personality. Greet no one on the road. He said, but whatever house you enter, first say peace to this house. Now, let me start off by saying this. Ed Silvoso taught on this passage, I believe it was back in 1998, somewhere around in there, and about this principle. He said, most people want to go out and they want to preach first, build relationships second, find out if there's any needs met third, and then we wonder why we don't see the results. This says that when you go out, build relationship with people, be a blessing to them, and then you find out what needs that they have, and then you share the gospel with them. So we in our modern wisdom have flipped this particular model completely on its head. We got it all wrong and wonder why we're not getting the results. And so he says, when you first go out, say, peace be to this house. And so you and I, we get to go out and be a blessing to people. You know, right now, being a blessing wouldn't be really hard. If you are driving down the road and you see somebody that's out there and really thirsty, maybe you could have just a cooler in your car that's got some ice down in it, that you've got some water bottles in it, and if you see somebody that's out there miserable in the heat, just rolling down your window and say, hey, God bless you, I wanted to give you a bottle of water here. Maybe this will help cool you off. What a novel, inexpensive idea. How many of you think that you could buy a 24-pack of bottled water for $4? And, man, if I do my math right, that's pretty cheap. About 15 cents of taking the gospel out and being a blessing to someone. This peace is wholeness in every area of their life. And folks, I don't know people that want more strife in their house. I know a lot of people that want more peace in their house. And so they were going out there, they were building relationships, and it says, and if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest on it. If not, it will return to you. So Jesus is telling these people that when you go out, there's not going to be any turmoil that comes upon you. If you go out and you bestow peace on others and they accept it, great. If they reject it, you're still going to have your peace. People who reject the gospel have no bearing on whether or not I have received the gospel and rejoice in it. Now, everybody hold on to your seat. Maybe you want to grab a twig and get ready to chomp down on it. But it says this, and remain in the same house, eating and drinking such things as they give, for the laborer is worthy of his wages. Do not go from house to house." So here we go. There is too much instability in the body of Christ. There are too many people that are, they're just, you know, constantly never sitting down. They're constantly on the move. They're going here and they're going there and they're going, and they never take time to put down roots and produce lasting fruit. We had a plant years and years ago, and the lady that planted it, she planted it in one spot. She came along, so it had been transplanted once from the pot and down into that soil. She came back and she transplanted it a week later into a different spot. She came back a week later and she transplanted it into a third spot, and then she wondered why it died. And it was because it was, every time it got transplanted, the plant went into shock and it couldn't handle it. So there needs to be stability. But there also needs to be stability in our churches. And if you are in a church that is preaching the Word of God, you should be in that church. You shouldn't be one of the people that is just hopping around to here and to there and to everywhere. You need to find a place where God would have you, and you say, "God, this is where I am." I'm not talking out of theory. I'm talking out of real life experience. Let me ask you a question. Do you think it was easy to come to a place where there was no salary, no air conditioning, no heating, and lots and lots of challenges? And, you know, to be there for 24 and a half years, I'm not patting my own self on the shoulder here. I'm just telling you that too many people are hopping around to here and there, and they don't really have a "thus saith the Lord." You know what? The reason I'm at Merit Assembly of God is because of "thus saith the Lord." You know what's kept me at Merit Assembly of God? It was a "thus saith the Lord." You know why I'm still there? It's because of "thus saith the Lord." He just doesn't do that for pastors. He does that for people in the church as well. He is looking for you to build relationships where you can demonstrate stability, maturity, and faithfulness to those you come in contact with. Instead of being, you know, the crazy Christian around the corner, let's be the person that says, "You know what? I know this. They're going to pray for me, and God hears their prayers." May God find us faithful. We'll see you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."